The Internet's only all business and financial radio network, Voice America Business.
This is The Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on the following show are solely those of the host, guest, and its callers. It's time for The Growth Strategist. Here's your host, Aldana Ambler.
Welcome to the show. This is The Growth Strategist, and I'm Aldana Ambler. And each week we rotate through different growth strategies for mid-sized companies, the peer-to-peer-to-peer show, as you know. Our hosts and our guests and our listeners are all in that 20 to 50 to $200 million mark with $1 billion in your hearts and eyes. That's what you're thinking about. So it's wonderful to hear from you. And what happens is every once in a while, you know, I ask you for your input. Who do you want to hear? What do you want to hear? What's bothering you? What's on your mind? And I got some fascinating emails about last month, and I couldn't see the pattern right away. But then it just jumped right out at me. What several of you are needing is you want to know what progressive thinking people, progressive thinking companies are doing to grow despite the odds. And boy, that word progressive just jumped out at me. It's almost like Phil Crosby's book, Don. I know it when I see it when he's talking about quality. People may not be able to define what progressive thinking is, but boy, you know it when you hear it. So I had to think, and it took no time at all for me to think of about four or five people that I know. And I'd like to think that I'm trying to be one of them as well, but four or five people that are out there in the field doing progressive work as consultants, as speakers, as authors, and their clients are progressive. Not every consultant out there is progressive in what they're doing. Some of them can tweak here and there and you get a little more efficiency, but that doesn't mean they boldly take you where you've not gone before, but a few do. So, of course, on my short list was Roxanne Emmerich. Roxanne, you there?
I'm here.
Hi, sunshine.
Thanks for having me on the line.
I have to tell you why I included Roxanne in the list so that everybody who's listening to this knows why she's on the air. I met her through the National Speakers Association. And when you listen to people talk, you can tell quickly who's visionary, who's building an enterprise, and who's just talking. This woman's been an Entrepreneur of the Year. She's grown her own brokerage and her own financial businesses and won Entrepreneur of the Year awards. She and I kid each other about the various things that we've won and what for and all that. And it's great fun to be a colleague of hers in the Institute of Management Consultants and in NSA. And, of course, recently she got put on the Speaker Hall of Fame. Yes!
thanks for being my fan.
Oh, I'm a fan. You know I'm a fan. Mutual Admiration Society, what can I tell you? And she is the president of the Emmerich Group. So I called her up and I said, all right, you're going to be number three in the series here on what the progressive thinking company is doing to grow despite the odds. And I said, you got a couple clients who are progressive that you want to introduce, and we'll have the whole group of us on the air. And that's what we're doing today. So, Roxanne, how about you introduce the two guests that you're bringing?
I would love to. I'm going to introduce Archie MacDonald first. He has created a remarkable transformation within his organization in Mississippi, and has done a phenomenal job as a leader of not only transforming the culture but profoundly transforming the results. I'll let him tell you about that. And Patty Steele from First Volunteer Bank, who is now the CEO and president of an organization that has again had a huge transformation with great off-the-charts number changes as a result of her leadership. So I'll let them tell you more about what they created and how they made that happen.
And we're going to have to definitely walk through the history of this, because I love the timing of this. The banks are in trouble and everybody's worried about money. And we have two progressive bankers on air that are talking about changing and growing.
Not these banks.
I know.
Hey, Aldana, yeah. This is Archie. We're just flattered to be on the line with you and with Roxanne. She's meant so much to us. So we're just flattered you're interested in our stories.
Well, that's the truth about it. Now, what we'll do is I'm going to have to direct my questions to each of you a little bit at a time, because we're so excited about it, we're going to all talk at once, I can just tell. Now, Patty, I want to start with you, if you don't mind. If I understand the history, you were at about a $467 million assets as of the end of 2003. Now you're at $648 million as of the end of June.
We are.
Whoa.
We are.
Wow.
Tremendous growth. And we had gotten to a point where we were a little stale, and we said, you know, how do we really build a culture? How do we take this bank forward? And we met with Roxanne and came up with some simple solutions and based around a common vision and we put that in place, executed on those strategies, and have just had phenomenal success.
Now, we're going to be talking about how, but I want to have you take the people who are listening back into the moment.
Okay.
Everybody knows what it's like to feel stale.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is a bank that had lots of branches. You're at 467. It's not huge, but it's a big enough thing that, you know, you've got some serious coordination issues.
Mm-hmm.
You got a lot of tough decisions at that size. What did you consider? You know, what were the symptoms? Tell us what it felt like back in 03, as they say.
We thought we were doing all the right things, but we weren't getting the results. And so we just started looking at what is it we were doing. We had consolidated. We'd collapsed charters. We'd cut expenses and all those things that companies do. And yet we still didn't seem to have this common purpose. So the very first thing we did from a very high level was say, do we have the right people on the team, on our leadership team? We went through a process to determine that, asking the question on a scale of 1 to 10, how committed are you? And Roxanne led us through that process, and it was amazing.
Now,
and,
see, where I'm at, if you don't mind, mm-hmm. I'm still back in the pain.
Oh.
This, are you going to see what I'm saying?
What
we
is get,
we're going to get
the
to the solution, but I want the people who are hearing this to feel they're at a plateau. They're trying things like cost-cutting. They're trying things like, you know, mergers and combinations, mm-hmm. and it still isn't there.
Oh,
you went through that, right?
We did. We,
how long? How many months? How many years?
We went through that for a period of about 3 years. We had reorganized the company, had a more streamlined approach to it, the sales process and the whole administrative process, and thought, you know, we've got it all figured out. We've done everything that we're supposed to be doing as a company from every aspect, and it still wasn't working. You know,
so now, how did some of the executives feel? Did they just start to quit?
They
did.
Did
you start losing shareholder value? I mean, you know, how bad did it get?
It got bad. You know, our board's questioning, you know, what are we going to do next? How are we going to change this? We've spent a boatload of money to reorganize, and we're still not getting the growth that we need. You know, what is it we need to change? How do we get people engaged and actually engaging the customer? You know, how do we get customers to bank with us? And
so why didn't you just sell?
Oh,
that would have been the easy thing to
that
do.
That would have been the easy thing to do. Again, we have a very supportive board that we had this plan. We had this plan that said we're going to become this super community bank in the state of Tennessee, and everybody on that team was committed to make that happen.
See, now the reason
but we
I'm
just
asking,
didn't know how.
You know, bear with me. The reason I'm asking is to mm-hmm. even say, we're ready to go find a transformational consultant and find a Roxanne or an Aldana or an Ian Percy or any of these guys, okay? The transformation in some ways happened before the call. The mm-hmm. stubbornness of survival,
mm-hmm.
the, you know, wait a minute, we can't let this go. We have more potential. I'm just curious, you know, like, how did that happen? Did you hear a speech? Did you read a book? Did somebody say, go find someone? What was the epiphany that said, no, we're not giving up. We're going to get some help. And then we'll talk about how you found each other. But I'm curious about that. How did that happen?
We just said we're not giving up. We've come this far. We know this can work. What is it we're not doing that we need to be doing? And we just started exposing ourselves to different ideas
mm-hmm.
on how we, you know, how we take it forward. What is it we need to be doing as a company? And so we just started exposing ourselves to different kinds of conferences and speakers and books. And,
ooh, cool. We went exploring.
We did.
Uh-huh.
The leadership team did. The leadership team that we had in place at that time did. And not everybody is still on that team today, but
mm-hmm.
The ones that were totally committed to taking it forward are. And,
see, and those are the ones that, you know, it's interesting for those of you listening. If you went on that search, you also might not know what you're looking for. It's one of those you'll know it when you hear it,
mm-hmm.
and as you, right, and as
yes.
you read the books and as you listen to the speakers, then there's this fit that happens around. We have potential. We're really angry. We're disappointed. We're discouraged, but we're not mm-hmm. going to stop. And something out there. There has to be something better than this if we're working this hard.
Aldana, I think one thing was that we were making it way too hard and too complicated. We were overlooking the simple things that could make that could be a major transformation for us. We were searching for the right answer. You know, it had to be perfect. And
cool.
And it just doesn't have to be perfect.
Now, I have to shift it to Archie, if you don't mind. Same thing. What was the history before you did the major change? We're going to get to the specifics of what happened, but I want to get into the pain because that's what a lot of people who are listening are experiencing.
Great. Well, it started for me back when I've been at the bank for about 30 to 35 years now, and for a number of years, sort of like Patty was alluding to, we were underperformers. And I was at a bank CEO meeting one time, a network of CEOs, and they went around the table and they were talking about how they were high-performance banks, and everybody's financial ratios were on the wall, you know, on overhead, and they were talking about those, and we were going around the room one by one, and they were talking about how their banks were high-performing financial institutions, and I knew mine wasn't. I was the last one. I was the last one that the facilitator was going to make his way around to, and when he got to me, I had fabricated a pretty elaborate story about why I was underperformer, and I began to share that story, and he stopped me in the middle of it, and he said, "You know what? That's what average and underperformers do. They make excuses. High performers find a way to do it one way or another." So it was in that moment that I decided we had to do something.
See, and I wanted the listeners to hear that because there are those moments when you have this realization, something's not right, we could do better, it's not okay, no more excuses. There's this epiphany before you get help. You're at about a billion in assets now, aren't you?
Yes, that was my epiphany, and you know, when you were asking Patty the question, and you said you'll know it when you hear it or you see it, I have to tell you this real short story. I was in that situation. I'd had that epiphany, and I just stumbled across an article that Roxanne had written for the American Bankers Association called Strategies of Top Performers. Mm-hmm. The vision thing is the key. Mm-hmm. And in that, she described about six or seven things that high performers did. And it was then that I picked up the phone after reading that article. She talked about vision, about the need to be strategic, about your positioning, and the systems and structures in your company. It was at that moment that I picked up the phone and Roxanne and I connected.
Something that she accidentally on purpose had out there for you to read when you were ready, huh?
Absolutely. It's been hard work ever since.
You might have seen that article 2 months earlier, but if you were in the, you know, making excuses mode like everybody else in the world, you know,
well,
that might not have read it.
You have to understand, too, that when Archie called me, he just said, "Well, let's go." And I said, "Well, don't you want to talk to some of our past clients, know that this worked, or don't you want to know what this costs?" He's like, "No, just send the thing."
I thought I was going to feel her out and interview her. Before it was over, she had interviewed me, and she was saying, "Are you ready for this, or is this going to be a lot of work?"
It's progressive stuff. You know, you got to make sure you're in sync. Now, I'm going to go to a break, and what I want us to talk about is think about the people who are knowing it's not enough, we're working too hard, something's missing, we deserve better. Where do they look for people like Roxanne and me and all these other people? Where do they look so that you get guidance, and how do you know if it's right? So now we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. This is The Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler. We'll be right back.
From the stock market floor to your laptop, we are Voice America Business.
Do you need directions to solid financial future? If so, the Money Answers Show with Jordan Goodman will provide you with a roadmap to making smart money decisions in every area of your personal finances. Join Jordan every Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for the Money Answers Show on the Voice America Business Channel. Learn how and where to get the best deals on mortgages, cars, and insurance. Find out the best ways to save for college and retirement. Get out of debt, improve your credit rating, and save on your taxes. The Money Answers Show with Jordan Goodman will provide you with great tips on investment opportunities in real estate, stocks, annuities, and other investment vehicles. That's the Money Answers Show with Jordan Goodman on the Voice America Business Channel every Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
I'm Paul Hopkins, CEO of Farmers Insurance, and a proud sponsor of March of Dimes' premier walking event, March for Babies, formerly known as Walk America. More babies begin healthy lives because of March of Dimes' research and programs. And with farmers' support, we can do even more for families all over America. One day, all babies will be born healthy, but we have to walk to get there. Join the March for Babies. Sign up at marchforbabies.org.
If you're a struggling business trying to get to the next plateau and would like to learn more about what Aldana can do for you, log on to thegrowthstrategist.com. Listen to some of our many satisfied clients.
We called in the Growth Strategist to do a strategic analysis of our company, design an organizational structure, and improve our management team. The important point is that Aldana Ambler gets it. Her extensive experience coaching fast growth companies has really paid off for us.
Aldana played a key role in driving the rapid growth of our company. We now have a strategic growth plan in place, obtained growth financing, have a stronger management team, and expanded our services, and are already seeing profits. Companies dealing with business growth issues couldn't ask for a better or wiser business advisor than Aldana Ambler.
What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-ALDONA today and see where your business can go tomorrow. Once again, that number is 1-888-ALDONNA. TheGrowthStrategist.com. Achieving accelerated growth with sustained profitability.
We talk about his money. Call us toll free, 866-472-5790, and talk to the experts. We talk money all the time. Voice America Business.
You're logged on to The Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler. Call in right now with your questions and comments toll free at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Now let's jump into another segment of The Growth Strategist. Here's Aldana Ambler.
Welcome back to the show. This is The Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler, and this is number three in a series of what are progressive thinking companies doing to grow despite the odds. And we have three guests today. We have consultant Roxanne Emmerich, which is, you know, it was an easy one for me to choose for progressive thinking. And she brought two guests, Archie McDonald, who's the CEO of Citizens National Bank in Meridian, Mississippi, and Patty Steele, who's the CEO of First Volunteer Bank in Tennessee. Wonderful. How exciting, huh? Three banking-related people. This is cool. So we got pretty far in the first segment about, you know, you have to feel some pain and realize that you need something different, and a lot of the little things that people tend to do, just if they're not adding up, you can't just leave it sit. So, so now you go shopping, you go looking at some conferences, you start reading some books, you go online, you start listening to some speakers, and my question is, what are you listening for? What are you looking for? Do you even know what you're on the search for? So, you know, when you were, Patty, when you were looking, what did you think you were looking for?
I thought I was looking for the answer. I wanted the answer to be out there, so we just started looking, and I wanted somebody that would come in and help us unite this company around a common purpose.
So you could see that lack of shared purpose.
I could. There was a lot of dysfunctional behavior going on within the company. We thought that we had it laid out organizationally the way that it should be perfect, and it wasn't perfect. And then you had the dysfunctional behaviors going on top of that. And so we weren't really sure where to go, but we knew we needed to do something.
And a lot of people in that situation, they don't see, you know, that there isn't a shared sense of purpose. They think they do. They got a mission and vision statement up on the wall, and
right. They
thought that's enough.
And
you knew a little bit about what you were looking for, aren't you? Did you know what you were looking for, except to not be the last guy in the class saying, this is why we can't?
I'd love to sound really intelligent and say, yeah, I did, but I think, honestly, it was what you hit on in the last segment, and that is you'll know it when you see it. And
yep.
When I saw that article, I knew it. When I called Roxanne, mm-hmm. And she challenged me on it, I thought, you know, I'm going to have to do some soul searching to see if I can go here.
Okay, so whether or not you hear somebody give a speech or you found them on the line or you read an article, that doesn't matter.
No.
That interaction around, you know, here's how far we've come. We've got something missing.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to us. And so, Roxanne, here's what I need to hear from you. When you go in and you and I go in and these various people go in, what's it like? I mean, what's it sound like? What do you ask? What are you looking for?
Well, Aldana, I always start off by doing an interview of the senior executive team because I want to know if this is just lip service or if they mean it.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the questions that I asked that Patty was mentioning during a break was I always ask, on a 1 to 10 scale, please tell me individually how committed you are to having a breakthrough. And what's fascinating about that is I give them a little lecture before that time about how most decisions are usually made by exec teams through lip service, which basically means, I know those three people over there want that, and I'm not going to say much, but I'm not really going to give my heart to this because I don't really mean it. And then when it doesn't work, I'll just tell them why they were wrong.
Yep.
And so, you know, some people give me an 11 at that time, and some people give me a 6, and I ask them, you know, what's the difference between a 6 and a 10 for you? What's in the way? And we kind of work through that. But what's so fascinating is that they already, enough of them hook into the idea that they know I'm not moving ahead with them until I get all 10s.
Yep.
or if I get all 10s. And if I don't, I'm okay with saying bye-bye. This isn't probably a very good fit. And so every once in a while somebody will give me a 6 or a 7, and you can hear the people around them kind of slapping them on the shoulder or something, saying, well, wake up.
That happened at our table, Roxanne.
Did it? It's like, you better straighten up. And the healing begins there.
Right.
And then we start to talk about values, and I let them know, now, I don't do things the way other people do them. Mm-hmm. This isn't going to be a long, drawn-out process of study and research before we do anything. We're going to flow right into this kick-butt kickoff. And,
well, it's a wake-up call you're talking about.
It's a wake-up call.
Break the habits
24
and
hours,
do something different. Yeah.
That's right. Everything needs to happen within 24 hours, and then we build off of that. But a huge shift has to happen right away. And I'm going to do things very, very differently. And here are the things that I believe and the values I'm going to operate on. And please tell me if any of these rub you the wrong way, because just like in marriage or in business or in hiring, people leave because of not personality conflicts. They leave because their values are rubbing up against the other values that don't match. And I want to make sure that, you know, if we're going to teach them a certain process that, based on a certain value, that we agree on that value.
Or
they
have sacred cows, don't they?
Go ahead, Archie. I'm sorry, I interrupted you. Go ahead.
I was just saying they have sacred cows that they have to make a decision that they're going to deal with in order to move forward. I know we did in our case.
Mm-hmm. And see why I went back to what was the pain, because when you start talking about we're going to change your value system and it's going to be a really quick change and we have to all buy in and you better be committed, one of the things is, you know, if somebody still thinks that the way they're currently doing it is just fine, thank you very much, they can sabotage it, they can make it harder, they don't have the energy. And it's almost like some organizations have to go through maximum pain before they're ever going to do this.
And that's part of the thing is what I'm getting them to do in the afternoon of a kick-butt kickoff when I meet with all the managers is I'm getting them to learn how to call each other on not stepping up to the plate, on giving excuses, on whining, on playing passive-aggressive behaviors where they say one thing and mean another, and a whole list of pretty typical dysfunctional behaviors that happen in most organizations, and getting them to understand that, you know, I leave after today, but you're here with each other. And yet, for you to have the breakthrough, these things have to stop, and they have to stop repeatedly because humans will keep wanting to enter them back into the equation, and so you have to be impeccable about challenging each other on the language. And if somebody gives an excuse, busting them on it. If they're whining, busting them on it, and to be consistent in that.
You start with behavioral stuff. You're not talking about market share, performance, profitability, scale, product, none of that.
None of that.
We wish.
That's the easy stuff.
Well, all that stuff is a lot more safe.
Yeah, well, Patty's story is such a unique one. I loved when Patty called me. When we first did their kick-butt kickoff, they grew more in the first 30 days than they had in the previous 10 years combined.
Wow.
And so Patty calls and says, well, what else is coming up next?
What's next?
Do you remember that call?
Yes, I do.
She had her senior exec team on the line. I said, oh, Patty, I'm not going to tell you. Because you'll get tired and you'll get overwhelmed. And you just got to do these few basic things I gave you right now. And I know it sounds so simple and so trite, but it's working, isn't it?
It is. It is. And it was simple. And like I said in the earlier session, we were making it so complicated. There had to be some magic formula out there that was just going to work throughout. And it was it wasn't as complicated. It was just simple.
Okay, so let me make sure I understand it. So Roxanne comes in, she interviews you to make sure you're serious, teaches you a little bit about the no excuse kind of mentality.
Yes.
And communication rules get changed. You make a pact with each other around how you're going to be actually honest. And then what?
And then from there, we plan exactly what we're going to do for our kickoff to kick off this new way of doing business. And we have our kickoff, and we tell our folks this is, you know, it's a new day at First Volunteer Bank. And starting tomorrow when you come into work, this is the way we're going to do business, and this is the way we're going to treat each other. This is how we're going to hold each other accountable. We're not going to take any excuses. We're going to set high expectations for everybody, and we're just going to hold each other accountable for this vision that we've created.
So, Archie, was yours the same thing, that it was a cultural change of openness, honesty?
Very definitely a cultural change. You know, one of the things we have to manage in our organizational structures is the human behaviors and the politics, and breaking through that is part of what Roxanne does, and it's part of what we did in our kick-butt kickoff session. It's part of it is also getting the employees of your company to buy in to what Patty was describing as the new day, you know, the way to do things different. So in the very instant, the very next morning, you come in as a new person. And when they see you be a new person in that session, they say, hey, I can do that.
They do. You know, Aldona, a key thing in that kickoff session is creating a vision for your company that every single person can buy into.
Mm-hmm.
It's a powerful exercise to go through. And when I look at what we had on our wall versus what our vision is today, we're just a totally different company. And
oh,
we're seeing
results. Oh, you can't just tantalize me. What was it and what is it?
Oh, what was it? It would take us the rest of this broadcast to
move. One of those. Okay.
All the things that we're committed to and the blah, blah that you hear and that was on the wall.
All the dysfunction, right, Patty?
Yeah, that meant absolutely nothing to our people because they walked by it every day and nobody knew it. I'm sure that we asked them at this kickoff, what's our vision, and nobody could repeat it. But our new vision is simple, very simple.
Which is
every customer comes back and brings a friend. And then we build everything that we do around that concept. And our people have bought into that vision. They're united around that vision. And that's all that we talk about.
That's exciting. Archie, what's the vision for yours?
Well, I was just going to follow up on what Patty said and say that, you know, it's a neat thing to have a network of other CEOs that are going through the same thing that you are, that you can talk to. And Patty and I know each other, and if I have a problem, I can call her and she can call me, and we can brainstorm those and plan those together. So that's a great benefit.
Well, a lot of consultants, you know, if they're real about what they're doing, I've been in business 38 years and we have a client club. And, you know, it's important for them to support each other. And they know what it's like to have one of those initial sessions with me, just like you're saying, initial session with Roxanne and the kid about it. And they say, what happened when you got asked the question? You know? And you don't feel so alone.
Even today with the vision, you know, it's a vision should be visual. So we say, you know, close your eyes and can you see us 10 years down the road and what's happening in this company 10 years from now?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody says it. You know, gosh, our customers are coming in droves and they're bringing their family, they're bringing their friends, and, you know, we bank we have the whole relationship. And so it's just that simple.
And that
I like
profound.
The way Roxanne describes vision as, you know, how you see things being in an extraordinary way. And I like the way she explains that, you know, the brain is a goal-seeking organism. If you don't have a vision in your brain for your, you know, for yourself to seek, then you just sort of wander around not knowing which way to go. It's why a small child, you know, when he says, I want to be president of the United States, he starts acting like that because he has a vision in his little head of who he wants to be.
Shoulders start going back. The only concern I have is when they say they want to be president, they start double talking. It's just so your vision, I want to make sure we don't miss. Archie, the vision in your bank is what?
Well, our vision, you know, being in Mississippi, we talk about it in terms of being a destiny. The consolidation in the banking industry has gone from 15,000 to about 7,000 now. And
that's amazing.
We think there's a destiny for us to be the community bank in Mississippi. And,
oh, cool.
And we want to fulfill people's dreams. At least 20% of the people in Mississippi, we want to be in our market share.
So the vision is survive and thrive.
Absolutely.
You know, despite the odds, you're
going to
be the one that
bank.
Takes care of Mississippi despite all the consolidation.
Well, and what I really love, the wording on that vision that Archie's team came up with was that everyone achieves their earthly dreams. And what I love about that is here he is in the state of Mississippi with the highest poverty rate in the country. And when you help people achieve their earthly dreams, because a vision needs to be about huge contribution to other people, it activates and mobilizes the forces to go out and make an impact on people as opposed to sit around and wait for people to come in. And it makes you feel good about what you're doing as opposed to just showing up and punching in and doing the work.
So now this is
powerful.
All vision-driven, and I want to make sure that the listeners can translate it. So we get the session, and now we have a vision, and it takes your breath away. Okay, now we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we got to talk about how does it translate for the workers on a day-to-day basis, okay?
You want to talk about
the growth strategist with Aldona Ambler. We'll be right back.
All we talk about is money. Call us toll-free, 866-472-5790, and talk to the experts. We talk money all the time. Voice America Business.
Why is Pepsi cooler than Coke? Why are iPods so popular? In 2005, how can you launch a successful brand? Want to know? Learn about the fascinating and intriguing world of graphic design and branding on Design Matters with Debbie Millman. Every Friday at 12 Pacific Standard Time, Debbie Millman will provide you with a provocative look into the stimulating world of design as it intersects with contemporary culture. Hear what the experts have to say about creating, maintaining, and launching a brand in today's challenging marketplace. Join us every Friday at 12 Pacific Standard Time for Design Matters with Debbie Millman, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
If you're a struggling business trying to get to the next plateau and would like to learn more about what Aldana can do for you, log on to thegrowthstrategist.com. Listen to some of our many satisfied clients.
We called in the growth strategist to do a strategic analysis of our company, design an organizational structure, and improve our management team. The important point is that Aldana Ambler gets it. Her extensive experience coaching fast growth companies has really paid off for us.
Aldana played a key role in driving the rapid growth of our company. We now have a strategic growth plan in place, obtained growth financing, have a stronger management team, and expanded our services, and are already seeing profits. Companies dealing with business growth issues couldn't ask for a better or wiser business advisor than Aldana Ambler.
What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-ALDONA today and see where your business can go tomorrow. Once again, that number is 1-888-ALDONNA. TheGrowthStrategist.com. Achieving accelerated growth with sustained profitability.
Hey, how you doing? Educational videos, top quality, right here.
You'll never hear anyone selling education on the street. But with free family learning programs, you can get the education you need. Call 1-877-FAMLIT1 for information on free learning programs. 1-877-FAMLIT1.
Check it out. Win your GED right here, guaranteed, ma. Come on, check it out.
Free family learning programs from the National Center for Family Literacy. Brought to you by the National Center for Family Literacy and the Ad Council.
Money. Up-to-date business and financial news. Money. Call now and get the financial information you need. 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business.
You're logged on to The Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler. Call in right now with your questions and comments toll-free at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Now let's jump into another segment of The Growth Strategist. Here's Aldana Ambler.
Welcome back to the show. This is The Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler, and that peer-to-peer-to-peer program. The hosts, the guests, and the listeners are in that mid-market zone between 20 and 200 million. I welcome everybody to the show. And today we have three guests, and they're from the banking industry. Roxanne Emmerich was one of these progressive thinkers. This is number three in a series on what progressive thinking companies are doing to grow despite the odds. And Roxanne came to mind right away when I was looking for resource people. And she's invited two of her guests that are from the banking industry. Archie McDonald is the CEO of Citizens National Bank of Meridian, Mississippi, and Patty Steele is the CEO of First Volunteer Bank in Tennessee. Now, we've gotten far enough that, you know, they have felt the pain and decided that they were better than what they were getting, searched for consultants, found somebody. They found Roxanne, you know, one through an article, one through a speech, doesn't matter, they found her, and there's a fit. They get this kickoff session and get everybody knowing that they've got to have a new vision that's around behavior and honesty and ethics and all those kinds of things. I mean, for real. And can you picture the deer in headlights look with the employees going, okay, now what? What are you talking about? So Roxanne, walk us through the process. How, you know, what do you do and how long does it take?
Okay, well, the kickbutt kickoff basically all happens in one day. Anybody who manages anybody is involved in an afternoon session, and we show them a completely different way of managing and leading people and how to have really powerful conversations with people who aren't stepping on emotionally and are having a bad attitude or have behavioral issues. We teach a core concept called the conversation, which basically goes like, I'm so excited about where our team is going, and my sense is that you don't share that excitement, and that's okay because maybe this isn't your thing. But if this isn't your thing, you have to go find your thing. Life is short. And so we teach them several tools like that in the afternoon about how to be very, very powerful in their language of expectations, very loving and nurturing, but very firm about how to lead people. And then the evening that we usually do in the evening after the organization closes down, so that everybody from the janitor through the board of directors is all in the room at the same exact time. And we're very careful to make sure that we tell them, listen, if someone's giving birth that evening, have them come anyway, and we'll help them breathe in the back of the room. But they need to be there, because yes, if they're missing, they usually don't make it with the organization. They never figure out what happened.
Wow.
So in that evening, we cover three key things. One part's the vision, and another part is the promises of standards of expectations to customers and how you're going to treat them. And the third part is a real disallowance of dysfunctional behaviors, calling them what they are, and deciding to live in a different way. So it's very motivating. It's very playful and fun, because we go into really heavy things. But in 2.5 hours, we go through about 6 weeks' worth of curriculum to get them to understand what's really required of them with a different mindset.
Sounds intense.
What's that?
It sounds intense.
It's very intense. It's very fun. It's very playful. People laugh. They cry. They hug. They have a good time. But they really start bonding with each other as well, which is very, very powerful. And they really start telling the truth, which is a key component. And then after that, we begin a rollout process where we do something called an implementation formula, and we roll out one thing after another after another. And so after that evening, just one thing gets rolled out, and we measure it, we shop it, we celebrate it, we have the coaches coaching on it, and we bring them into impeccability. It might just be phone standards, how they handle the phone. And we bring that to impeccability by following this process. And a Hoopla team, which is a process that we've created that shows them, we show a group that is cross-sectional within the organization, how to come together and continue to do these rollouts and have them be fun and have them engage people, but have them really transform one piece after another after yep. another of the culture, the customer service standards, the sales process. All these different components just get rolled out one after another after another.
Yeah, we call it layering.
Yeah, exactly.
Same thing. I got you.
And one thing, Aldana, is this team is they're from all levels in the company. So there's mm-hmm. some fantastic ideas that come out of this team.
Now, Roxanne, do you have to rehearse this with the executives so they don't make a mistake or get too scared or, you know, won't do it or not?
Well, we have a boot camp that we do prior to people having their kickoff, where they get 2 days' worth of understandings about what's
yeah, okay.
going to be happening, and so that. So now they know how to manage the whole thing, because they need to know how to pull all those pieces through.
Yeah.
And then once
people don't want to be embarrassed.
Actually, we encourage embarrassment.
I can vouch for that.
So can I.
One of the things that we teach is, listen, when you're a leader, everybody's going to be taking shots at you, and everybody's going to think everything that you require is wrong. And you know what? You need to get over yourself, because, you know, Carl Jung had said that, you know, people project their shadow side projections, what they don't like about themselves, they put on other people. Mm. As a leader, you're going to wear that every day, all day. It's part of the deal. And so you may as well learn to take yourself lightly. And so we teach them how to just not get caught up over those kind of things and know what's right and move ahead with what's right. That doesn't mean in a defensive kind of way, but it means, in, you know, if your heart knows that you're onto something and it's the right thing to do and everybody's fighting you, that's leadership. Now you got to step to the plate and make that happen. But if you're trying to create an environment where everybody likes every decision you make, I guarantee you will never run a high-performing company.
Yep. I just wondered how you dealt with that kind of fear. And it's cool, because you're sanctioning, you know, you're not always going to know.
Well, everybody needs a coach, too. And Roxanne is very good about coaching you through that fear and instilling in the courage in you that, hey, I can do this.
Mm-hmm. So now how often are there events for the employees? How often are there events for management team, you know? How does this work mechanically?
Yeah, okay, we have lots of different layers of things coming at them at the same time. We have, I think, about 12 different public events now where they send different levels of their organization in for trainings and different kinds of things on how they create the best systems within their company, to how they create the sales processes within the company, and how they manage the culture. And so there's special meetings for all those that people come into. But we have an ongoing teleseminar that goes into the organization as well, to keep things going on. And, you know, I just did one not too long ago for thousands and thousands of tellers, and I was really rough on them about what are bad behaviors and how to disallow them. And when I got done,
They were cheering on a teleseminar.
Oh, great. That's truly great. Now, are there rough spots during this? Because, you know, you can get excited, and then some you know, distraction comes, or maybe there's a blip in the numbers and they panic. Patty, did you have any kind of point where it slipped back at all?
Oh, absolutely.
Give me an example of something where it slipped back.
You do. I think the hardest part of this is realizing that every person in the company has to buy in, and that you can't let anybody slide. And it starts at a very high level. And keeping that energy and that momentum and that enthusiasm going that you got that very first day when you said things are going to change and, and you're going to change with them. And then constantly coming up with new ways to keep it fresh and energizing. It's just always a struggle, I think. But it's a fun struggle because
that's true. What life's all about. Are you kidding?
Yeah, you can see your people changing, and you can see those people that aren't buying in getting out. And that only gives you the opportunity to get somebody in that's even better and motivated. And so, but
there were some people that self-selected and said, this isn't for me and I'm out of here?
Absolutely.
How many people and at what level?
All levels.
Okay.
You know, I don't like this direction of the company, or they don't like what we're asking them to do, and that we're asking them actually to commit to something. And
I watched a company go through something like this, and the person actually came in and talked to their boss and said, I don't like the fact that I can't misrepresent things, I can't lie, I can't tell you the reason.
Why well, how dare they ask for those things?
Oh,
I couldn't believe it. You know, it was one of those things where you kind of just, your eyes get big.
Well, we had a lot of that behavior. I wouldn't tell you they said it in those words, but you have that behavior that you just know those people aren't buying in. But one way that we keep everybody headed in the right direction. We do a lot of communication, but quarterly, we have quarterly meetings with everybody in our entire company, several different meetings. The whole leadership team goes. We talk about what we've gotten accomplished, where the roadblocks have been, what we're going to do for the next quarter, and everything revolves around that vision and that playful, fun attitude of holding each other accountable and no excuses.
And Archie, what kinds of things have you learned through this?
Well, I can remember just listening to Patty describe that, you know, that process, that pain and those low points. I can remember, and Roxanne, you'll probably remember this, just a few months ago, because we've been at this a pretty good while. I mean, we've been at it for several years now, so we're supposed to be good at it. But just as recently as a few months ago, you know, we have a strategic advancement call with, I think that's what Roxanne calls it, every quarter. That's kind of our accountability call.
Cool.
And she called in, and we had our whole leadership team there, and we were struggling. With behaviors. And so Roxanne calls us out, and we go around the room, and she says, what's wrong with Archie? And Archie, what's wrong with them? And, you know, we identify these things. And so now we have a list of critical success behaviors and that we have to push through every time we meet, and we meet every Wednesday afternoon at 1:30. We laminated those. So when we walk in the room and we start the meeting, we say, okay, pull out your laminated critical success behaviors.
That's cool. Very good.
And that's how we deal with it.
Well, you know, and sometimes somebody has to pout for a few days, you know, a few days or a few hours at home, but then they got to get their act together just to make it not fall apart.
Exactly.
Can you believe we're at the last break of the show? When we come back, what we'll do is we're going to do a forward look. What are you challenged with now? Where are you headed? Advice you would give other people who are considering doing this? You know, paint the picture of today and where you're headed. This is The Growth Strategist with Aldana Amber. We'll be right back.
Stocks, bonds, 401ks, investments, refinancing. We can help you. Call now toll free, 866-472-5790, 866-472-5790. Voice America Business.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure.
There's this girl I kind of like.
Say no more.
You just have to impress her. Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
You know, desks, chairs, people, grunt if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, There you go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
If you're a struggling business trying to get to the next plateau and would like to learn more about what Aldana can do for you, log on to thegrowthstrategist.com. Listen to some of our many satisfied clients.
We called in the Growth Strategist to do a strategic analysis of our company, design an organizational structure, and improve our management team. The important point is that Aldana Ambler gets it. Her extensive experience coaching fast growth companies has really paid off for us.
Aldana played a key role in driving the rapid growth of our company. We now have a strategic growth plan in place, obtained growth financing, have a stronger management team, and expanded our services, and are already seeing profits. Companies dealing with business growth issues couldn't ask for a better or wiser business advisor than Aldana Ambler.
What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-ALDONA today and see where your business can go tomorrow. Once again, that number is 1-888-ALDONNA. TheGrowthStrategist.com. Achieving accelerated growth with sustained profitability.
Technology is changing the way we live our lives and how we do business. On CIO Talk Radio, we talk about the benefits of technology and the great things it allows us to do, as well as its risks. Heard every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Pacific, Sunjoe Gall interviews business leaders and other experts that are shaping the way we use technology. To learn more about the show, visit www.ciotalkradio.com. Keep up with the changing world of technology and listen to CIO Talk Radio with Sunjoe Gall. Listen in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Pacific, right here on Voice America Business.
Sell, buy, buy, sell. All we talk about is money. Talk to an expert. Call now. Call now. Toll free 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business.
You're logged on to The Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler. Call in right now with your questions and comments toll-free at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Now let's jump into another segment of The Growth Strategist. Here's Aldana Ambler.
Welcome back to the show. This is The Growth Strategist, Aldana Ambler, and this is number three in a series on what progressive thinking companies are doing to grow despite the odds. And we have three guests that are from the banking industry, although Roxanne, you're beyond just banking, but Roxanne Emmerich is our change agent, and she's brought a couple of her clients, R.G. McDonald, of the CEO of Citizens National Bank in Meridian, Mississippi, and Patty Steele, who's the CEO of First Volunteer Bank in Tennessee. And both of these banks have had the double in volume and double in profit, but even more so, it's a cultural change that they've achieved over the last few years. While everybody else is whining and complaining, these guys are kicking butt and doing great things. So in this segment, first thing, I want to make sure everybody gives their contact information because our listeners are going to be curious. They're going to want to talk to you. Roxanne, let's start with you. Where could somebody reach you?
Well, a couple places. If they're not in the banking industry, they can go to RoxanneEmmerich.com. And otherwise, in the banking industry, emmerichfinancial.com. And the other way they can reach me is my phone number is 952-820-0360. And they can also watch for my new book, Thank God It's Money, that comes out in the spring of 2009.
That's a new iteration of a book you've already had out, right?
It's going to be a completely different, new and revived.
But that's been a theme of yours for a while. Is you want everybody to be happy at work every day.
It's about bringing on an attitude and setting some ground rules about how we treat each other in the workplace.
Yeah. Now, Patty, where would people reach you?
The best place to reach me, Aldana, is email, and that's just simply my name, Patty, P-A-T-T-I, dot Steele, S-T-E-E-L-E, at firstvolunteer, all one word, .com.
Very good.
And telephone is 423-668-4500. We have a standard of returning our voicemails or emails in 24 hours, and I have to comply with that. So,
yeah. Archie, where could they reach you?
My telephone number is 601-484-5269. One of our standards Roxanne was talking about is we don't have voicemail, so you'll actually get me.
Yep.
My email address is armcdonnell, M-C-D-O-N-N-E-L-L, Jr., J-R, at ecitizensnationalbank.com.
Very good. Now, if anybody knows my name, it's easy to get me. It's Aldana at ambler.com, A-L-D-O-N-N-A, at A-M-B-L-E-R.com. And the toll-free number in the United States is 1-888-ALDONA. Now, I'd love to hear from you because this is the kind of thing we need people to do no matter what the industry is. To, you know, hold your breath, you know, do the cultural change, commit, and be fine if a whole industry lifted, wouldn't it? It'd be just fine for everybody. So I'd like to start with Archie this time. Tell me a little bit about where you're at now and maybe some advice you'd give to companies that are considering this cultural change.
Well, where we're at now, Donna, is trying to put everything that we've learned into play in a systematic way. I'll give you an example of that. One of our initiatives is to really get good in terms of having an appropriate sales culture. And so we've shortened our sales cycles down to a week, and we're getting systematic about that. So it's about what are our priorities, having the right data to measure those, and having a rhythm in the organization to put all of this in play. And you just have to keep pushing through it, and you have to celebrate the people when they do good,
mm-hmm.
you know, and work through these difficult behaviors when you need to.
And the customers that you're trying to have live the dream need that.
Yes, and touch them frequently.
Yes. So that's where how far you are in this. And what's a big challenge that you're facing at this point?
Getting 100% of everybody to play the same game at the same time every day, at least 8 hours a day.
So the kind of point of that is, you know, as good as this is sounding and the progress you're making, it's fabulous. You still have, you know, the ongoing challenges, people that will regress and they'll run into a problem. Roxanne, I mean, isn't that something that you say that kind of warn people?
Yes, I always start off with that warning and say, listen, you're going to be so happy and so high after that kickoff and the results you're going to get right away after that kickoff, you're going to think it's going to stay like this forever. And the reality is it can never go back to where it was, and it's going to be a lot of work to keep it not only here but progressing up at a higher pace because humans are humans. And, you know, you look at the statistics of over 50% of all humans are going to receive treatment for mental illness in their lifetime, and then you add all the other dysfunctional behaviors along with that, and you know then that you're going to have some slips because people will bring bad little boy and bad little girl behaviors into the workplace on a very regular basis, and so you have to keep combating that and encouraging them to bring their higher self into work when they come every day.
Yeah. Now, Patty, where in this process is the first volunteer bank?
Well, we just had our quarterly meetings, and we're talking about how we take it to the next level. You know, one of the things that we talked about was we have a great standard that has standards in place today that make it the first volunteer way. But what do we do now? How do we take it to the next level?
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to do when every other bank finds out what we're doing and how easy it is, and they start doing it?
Mm-hmm.
One piece of advice that I would give to anybody out there is to keep it simple. And if it's too complicated to measure, then you probably don't need to be doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But measure everything and then celebrate it. We measure everything that we're doing in this company.
Well, you can measure happiness and attendance and, you know, honesty, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
well,
uh-huh.
and just people like celebration, and they like to know they're doing a good job. So whatever you're asking them to do, keep it simple, be sure you can measure it, and then celebrate it often.
I'll pose a situation that's happening, you know, right now and have you give advice, all three of you. GM is announcing, you know, 25% kind of headcount drop, and Michigan and other states are in this real depressed kind of economy. And my brother works as an engineer, you know, he's in a test place. And one of the guys that they had the all-employee meeting the other day told them all this depressing news. And the people that Al works with, they like each other. They actually like showing up on Monday, Roxanne. You'd get a kick out of these guys. Now, they understood what the 25%, you know, layoff means. They get that. But they still respected each other, and they were having a good day. The boss came actually into them and convened a special meeting because they were having too much excessive happiness. It must have meant that they didn't understand the situation.
Oh, dear.
Can you imagine?
No.
Oh, dear.
So if somebody's living in that kind of culture, all of you, if you think out loud, what do you think? Hopeless?
I don't ever think it's hopeless. I think you have to focus that positive energy into something that makes a difference in the world. And
even in the car
GM,
industry, huh?
Yeah. For GM, it may be, you know, completely reinventing their idea of what a car is. And probably their idea of what a car is in the rest of the world right now is not in sync.
Now, somebody's got to talk to that manager. For goodness, that's not about the cars, is it?
No.
You know, can you imagine?
Exactly.
You're
right.
Having too much happiness. Wow! And so if anybody didn't think that this applies across industries, I just thought that was such a stark example. Roxanne,
well,
we just got to get you in there.
It could be that he was on the list.
Get you in there to do a kick butt session.
Yeah, it could be that he was on the list.
I don't know. Any other advice, like, you know, if somebody's trying this and they're scared or they're worried about how much it costs or how disruptive it is, what would you say to them?
as far as the cost, it's worth every dollar of it. I mean, there's no way to, you know, just the success that we've had is so far outweighed the cost.
Yeah, by what month do you make back the investment?
By what means?
Yeah, how many months or how many weeks does it take for you to make back the investment?
Well, I'm sure it varies greatly from bank to bank, and Roxanne mm-hmm. might be better able to answer that than I can. But for us, you know, it was easily. It's an ongoing process, but we made it back probably within the first year.
Yeah,
I would say we did too. I would say probably sooner than the first year. We were more than covering the cost of what we had done.
Well, that's because I had farther to go than you did, Pat.
Minneapolis is a long way.
This is one of the pieces of advice that Roxanne and I would give people too. I mean, even with significant changes like this, if your consultant's going to come in and they're going to, and the whole process is going to cost the organization money, that's what they focus on.
It is.
Instead of it being a fast enough change that they stop worrying about that.
So,
if you have a consultant that's talking, that doesn't make you money early on, why did you bring them in?
I think you have to get to a bigger level of thinking. You have to think much bigger than just the cost of it. And
and
probably if you can't get beyond that, you shouldn't do this.
Question is always, can you afford not to?
Right.
For one thing. And Eldon, I just want to speak to the situation that's going on with GM. But for all people who are in an organization where they think, gosh, nobody died, name me God, and I'm not in charge of this place, and it has this dysfunctional culture, that I have seen this happen over and over again. Many of the people who brought us in were not at the top of the organization, but they just kept taking a stand for it. And what I loved about it was, you know, I teach the concept that leadership is not a position, it's a way of being.
Mm-hmm.
And so we show them how to drip, 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 until finally the water makes a hole in someone's skull and it gets in.
Right.
And so we have many CEOs who are now in our program for several years who are extremely happy, but when we first got brought in, they fought it every step of the way.
I have the dilemma of, I've got to wrap the show, but boy, what a great way to end it. You're totally right. It's not your title that's going to make you be the change agent, it's your attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be changed, even in the car industry. My wish for you, as it is every week, is accelerated growth with sustained profitability. That's going to come through cultural change in many situations. This is The Growth Strategist, thanking my guest, signing out.
Voice America Business would like to thank you for logging on and tuning into The Growth Strategist. Join us each Tuesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time for another exciting episode of The Growth Strategist, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.